you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to learn. Now, here's what I know about you. You're already doing this. You're learning something right now. But what I want to talk to you about is the after process. You learn something, and how do you know what to implement and what to not? And even having that in your mind around, like, okay, I'm going to implement some things and I'm going to not implement other things. Instead of sometimes we're like, oh, yeah, I really need to do that because someone said this is the best way to schedule your time. This is the best way to wake up in the morning. This is the best way. And so I want you to really put on this filter that has things come in and you look at them as this like idea and this suggestion that may or may not be best for you. And the reason is because I'm going to share with you the thing that works best for me, especially even at the time, because what worked best for me 3 years ago doesn't necessarily work best for me today. So keeping that perspective in mind too. But I'm going to share with you what's currently working best for me, but that doesn't mean that that's the best thing for every single person that listens to this podcast. So when you're learning, you can think about it like an experiment. Like someone says, the best thing to do in the morning is to meditate. So I can try that. I can test that out. And instead of trying to be like, okay, I have to meditate every day, and then maybe it's not happening. Maybe you don't even like it. Maybe it's not working for you. Instead of trying to force that, I want you to think about, like, I'm going to test this out. Did I like this? Was this helpful for me? And was it not? And then the most important part is to not make yourself wrong. So someone might say the best time to wake up is 5 a.m. And that might be great for you, and that might work for you. And there was a time in my life where I loved that. But right now, that's not what works best for me. And so I want you to even let it be flexible within yourself. Like there might be a time that's like great for you to wake up, and then later you might want to change it. But don't make yourself wrong for it. Instead of keeping the idea that I should keep waking up at 5 a.m., I just decide that that's not what's best for me right now. And I don't make myself wrong and I don't set my alarm at 5 a.m. every day. Like I really just work with what I'm doing. And of course, things come up. Like my brain's like, shouldn't you be waking up? Wouldn't that be better? And I just have to remind it, actually, not in this season, not where I'm at with my family, not where I'm at with like what's going on with my life. It was before, might be later, but right now it's not. So you really have to like remind your brain, like, no, we've checked. Like this isn't the best thing in the moment. And I also want to encourage you to make that flexible change. Like the change between here's what someone says, I'm going to try it. It doesn't work for me right now. And then not making that mean that you're wrong and that they're right. It's like, oh, that just doesn't work for me right now. And then again, letting it be flexible. Like it may never work for you. It might work for you for a week and then it doesn't. Letting there be that flexibility and just having fun with it. Like, I'm just trying to find some things that work for me. I'm just trying to play around with some things that work for me. And like, when you listen to content, it's like, here's some ideas, here's some suggestions, but not this is the best way to do something. Therefore, I must do it. And then if I don't do it, I'm wrong. So I really want you to play around with that. And always remember that you are the expert in your life and going from that place, you being the expert, therefore, you know what's best for you. And then having your own back by telling yourself, look, I checked, this is what's best for me right now. And so that's what I'm going to do. If you want to create more commitment, make sure you get on the wait list to my course, How to Create Commitment, by going to createcommitment.com.